is a situation for a patient. Lisa Gena, LISAGENNA. Date of birth is 6/25/1969. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation for her accident that occurred on 1/11/2022. Date of birth is 6/25/1969. Date of visit is 10/24/2022. The patient presents with the following symptoms. She has an ongoing pain in the upper back, mid back, lower back, with radiation to both arms and both legs. Especially her left buttock and left thigh are involved front and back, and the right arm front and back in a glove-like fashion. However, is not shooting down below the wrist. The fingers are not reported to be involved in numbness and tingling. This patient was allegedly involved in an automobile accident. As a restaurant driver, in a T-bone accident on the driver's side and rear passenger side, leading her car to spin 180 degrees and she started having head injury with the headaches, especially on the front of the head and back of the head, right and left temple, off and on, associated with nausea, vomiting in the beginning, and dizziness, vertigo, among other symptoms. And she started having pain in the neck, mid back and lower back, with radiation to the upper and lower extremities as the initial symptom. So the pain is now between 6 to 8 on a scale of 1 to 10 with 50 to 60% improvement in the pain since the beginning of the time overall. The ADLs are now affected around 6 to 10 as follows. General activity, mood, work, relationship with other people, sleep and enjoyment of life are affected 10 according to her. Walking ability is affected 5. In the system review, patient does not report any headaches today and no dizziness, vertigo or vision disturbance. She does not report any confusion, disorientation, seizures, blackout, none of them. However, she has the following issues. She has a difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor grades at work, poor work performance, anxiety, depression, panic, and nightmares and loss of memory and chronic fatigue. The pain and numbness patient reports following issues, stiffness in the neck, upper back, mid back, lower back, as well as into the both shoulders. Limited range of motions is reported by at the shoulders, with weakness of the arms and dropping the phones and plates. Pins and needles are reported in occasionally in the both arms. And associated with the neck pain, mid back pain, upper back pain, lower back pain across, as well as both shoulder pain and both hip pains. In the GI, patient reports that she is having nausea. She is not having any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or any difficulty in swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient report there is a significant improvement in the pain level up to 50 to 60%. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are narcos and substance abuse. Patient is utilizing marijuana to help. Compliance history, patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination is from the previous visit of 9/22/2022, dictation number 0922-112. The plan is to continue all the treatments, including The medications is provided with Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effects, Xenoflex 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day for pain relief, Wellbutrin 150 mg daily for mood issues, Voltaren gel 3% for pain, and Lidocaine patch for topical pain relief. Patient is provided with a consultation for neuropsych, but she has not made it to there. Brain injury diagnostic, she has not done it. Physical therapy continues 2 times per week, and it will be reduced to 1 a week on the next month. With traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training. Focus on the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders. In addition, patient was doing chiropractic treatment, which has been stopped due to the insurance company's involvement. She'll remain disabled for the work, housework, replacement, and transportation help at this time. She's provided with Norco 7.5-325 once daily, PRN for pain relief, and that'll be one of the last medication. Xanax 0.5 mg 12 hourly, 20 tablets, are provided for help with the sleep and anxiety. She's also given Naproxen, Alavil, Flexeril prescription. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.